Cheers.
Cheers. We have our tea. Ready to spill the tea.
My mug says somebody needs coffee.
My mom. Every mug that I have is because my mom sent it to me.
What's on your mug?
On my mug, it's a picture of
your lake?
Me and my siblings from like.
I'm once again begging you to take me to Wisconsin.
I know every single time you tell me that, and I say invites open, but it says faith, love, family on it. We're not religious.
I need a little bit of all of that though. So. My God, my family's coming to visit next month.
Really?
And December. My brother's flying from Japan.
Oh my God.
And I found out he's not my youngest brother, but the brother right above him, he's 13, 14. He's had a girlfriend for a year.
That's so like teenage boy though.
It wasn't me.
No, but like to not say.
Like, not I think say my mom has known, life. But I just found out.
Wow.
My mom was like, I was like, because I called her on the way here and I was like, where, what are you doing today? And she's like, oh, I got to take Chris to go see his girlfriend. Like, huh?
No.
What?
I also get like tea filtered through my mom about my siblings, but every time I talk to Lexi, she's like, okay, me and this guy broke up. And like, now I'm talking to this guy. I'm like, who is the first guy?
But you and Lexi have a direct connection. Mm-hmm. My brother Chris isn't texting me, telling me about his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. He's not a very talkative person. Maybe we can all get together and you can meet Anna in person.
I would love to.
My family's crazy though, so I might not subject you to that.
I mean,
all of my brothers
can't be crazier than my family.
Is this a challenge?
I mean,
it's a lot of energy, a lot of boys, and a lot of boys that like have weird attitudes for some reason.
Okay, fun. I love to like troll like a teenage boy.
My mom is also, she's not like, she doesn't host.
Oh.
Unless it's like family, she's like, she's good with people, but she's like quiet. She's an observer. She likes to watch and she'll laugh and like speak is spoken to, but never like.
She's more low key.
A little more reserved, yeah.
Aww, what a sweetie. Okay,
but my nana is the life of the party.
I love your nana. I know it's so crazy. I feel like I know her like so well, but.
It's weird when people are like, I love your nana. I'm like, what? Again, people being like, this very intimate fact about you. And I'm like, how the fuck do you know that? And you're like, oh, because you talk about it in the microphone. Openly for the world to hear.
It's like a little bit of a like a dance to how much I want to share on the podcast. But then I end up sharing like
everything.
Too much.
My remember last week how I told you I had a drain fly infestation?
Mm-hmm.
Max texted me this morning. He's like, pour boiling water down the drain. I'm like... Huh?
The way I've never thought about that, but that's like so real. Do you have a garbage disposal?
Uh-huh.
Put like dishwashing liquid in the garbage disposal and run it.
You're supposed to?
Like multiple times a day.
Dishwashing like pan, liquid?
Yeah. Pour in the drain and like run it with the garbage disposal on in water so it like.
Have you ever seen people put ice in the garbage disposal and run it?
Oh no.
And it like make a bunch of like gunk come out and then it like clears.
Ew.
Isn't that gross?
That's so gross.
I did it once because our sink stunk. This is at my old apartment.
Did it work?
I had one of those sinks where it was like a double compartment sink, but it was one of those square sinks, which like whoever designed those needs to be shot on site. Because the food just gets stuck in the corners.
Oh,
even
no.
Trying to clean it out with a rag is disgusting.
Oh, no.
So, down with modernity.
What if we talk about something else except for drain flies and sinks? We should talk about something else.
Okay, how about we do it?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's get the episode started. Hello, everybody. My name is Taylor.
My name is Kevon.
And welcome back to another episode of
No Follow-Up Questions, the show where we talk about the booms, the bangs, and the blunders of living through your 20s.
This feels like a little bit like vintage No Fucks Pod because we just had like a
full breakdown.
Full mental breakdown.
We spiraled. No one cried, though.
We were close.
Yeah, and I might in the car. Who knows?
Tears were like forming but did not spill. Just we're keeping it under wraps. We're keeping it tight. We're keeping it right. And we're bringing it to you on this Tuesday.
Is this your rapping career? What was that?
I felt like a radio, like.
Keeping it right, keeping it tight, and bringing it to you on this Tuesday.
I felt like very radio today for a second there. But when this comes out, it'll be like.
Can that be our like slogan? Should we make t-shirts?
Yeah.
Okay, merch. Bad idea. Okay,
no, I'm just like saying, like, usually when people make merch because they have an audience that would buy it.
I want to make something that only I will wear.
Personal merch?
Yeah.
You can do that at any time.
Mm. That, I just burned my mouth.
Hey, yo.
Hey.
But when this comes out, it'll be like pre-Halloween.
Yeah.
So let's just assess let's where get in we the mood. Are about Halloween.
I am officially, I've decided today that I'm like excited for spooky season.
Okay. I mean, we're halfway through the month, so we're right. A little late.
I've never been one of those people that's going to like decorate with pumpkins and stuff.
Right.
I love when people do it.
This
I love
it. My mom shipped this to me.
It's cracked.
It is cracked. But then I bought this actual real.
We're looking pumpkin. At a ceramic pumpkin and then a real baby pumpkin.
Yeah. I always buy a real baby pumpkin, but my mom did ship me the decoration.
My boyfriend just, well, he bought some. We went into CVS to get my passport photo taken and he disappeared and came back with two glitter pumpkins. I'm like, not what we came here for, but I guess pop off. But I've never been someone to like decorate for any holiday. And I think partially is because I have moved so much in my life.
Yeah.
I was in college. I'm like, this is like a lot.
I don't have the space to store seasonal decorations.
Right. Back when I had a Christmas tree, me and my roommates in college bought it together.
Mm-hmm.
And my roommate made us keep it up all year. And people would come in and be like, why is there a Christmas tree still up? It's the middle of August. Like, oh, we're just prepared early.
Yeah.
No, it's a little trashy to me.
To have your seasonal decorations up all year.
Right.
Yeah.
I think I'd love to be one of those people that, like, really goes for it.
Uh-huh.
But Halloween in particular wasn't something that I was super into growing up. And it wasn't really until I met Rosie.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, she's all for spooky. I did all the, like, haunted house events last year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to Knott's Berry Farm tonight.
Fun.
I have a Halloween costume.
Okay, what's your costume?
I haven't bought it, but I'm going to be Zero from Holes.
Oh, yes, you told me.
Hector Zeroni. I needed an outfit that I could wear to, like, my work Halloween...
Orange jumpsuit?
...party. It's an orange jumpsuit with, like, a piece of rope and an empty, like, gallon bottle.
Fun. That's a great movie.
Because, like, what other mixed characters can you think of? Light skin.
Corbin Blue. Movie.
How do I be Corbin Blue? We put an afro.
High School Musical.
Do I get like the Wildcats jersey?
Yeah.
Okay. Who else? Name another.
This is giving Z-Way name all the mixed people you know.
Right.
I
haven't seen Z-Way in a long time.
She was just on Watch What Happens Live. Z-Way was just on it with Mary Cosby from the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Fun.
So, and Mary was, like, trying to tell this story about how, like, why 2003, like, Dom Perignon is the best champagne of all time. And it was kind of funny because she kept, like, her train of thought kept going in different ways. She'd be like, yeah, so, and then it was in France and it was, and then Z-Way would be like, it was really hot that year. And she'd be like, no, I got it. It was really hot. It was really hot that year, and all the old people died, and the children. But the grapes, I guess, when they made the grapes, it was the best year ever. And then Z-Way and Andy Cohen are like, "Okay, iconic."
What's that clip of that girl where she's like, "I'm a scientist. What kind of science?"
This is from Love is Blind season 5.
Yeah, what? I've never seen any. There's 5 seasons of it?
Oh, yeah. They are churning them out. And
oh, my God.
Yeah. There are more to come. I worked on a couple shifts on a season of Love is Blind that is to come. Like,
oh, it still hasn't come out?
Yeah, they're churning them out.
Wow. So the one that's like currently airing, that just came out, how long ago do you think they filmed that?
At least a year ago, if not 2.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. And then if you, like, get married on the show, you have to keep it off social media until it airs.
You can't tell your family and friends that you've been married?
You can tell your family and friends, but you can't post anything about it online.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Getting married on a television show, that's the craziest part. To someone that you haven't seen in person.
But what happened with that, I think they like edited it to make it seem choppier and like more nonsensical, but this guy was talking to this girl in the pods and he was like, okay, so what do you do? And she's like, oh, I'm a scientist. And he's like, oh, what do you do? And she's like, well, I'm an academic. And he was like, oh, what, you know, university do you work with? And she's like, well, actually, it's more of a cosmetics company. And he was like, oh, do you do dermatology? And she was like, actually, I work in the Middle East. Like, it was just, like, the answer.
Did they ever get down to what she was getting at?
She made a TikTok about it. Like, they didn't get it actually resolve it on the show. And I think they just wanted to make her look crazy. But she made a TikTok explaining it, which was not any clearer. Like, it was basically the same
explanation. Where is she now?
But whatever her job is, I don't understand it. But it seems cool.
She's getting paid. Does it really matter?
Does it really matter?
Right.
I'm actually a scientist, but I own a cosmetics company.
Girl boss has taken on a new meaning. Do you agree?
Like, explain.
Before it was, I don't know. I feel like it was something and then it became ironic and now we're back to it being something. It's like post-irony.
Okay, no, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's like the girl bossery is back in. It went out and then it was in. Became mm-hmm. something that people would make fun of, and now it's like, oh no, she girl bossed.
Mm-hmm. Let's unpack that.
Micro trends, I'd love to talk about this.
So, this is all we do. So, I think like girl boss became first entered the lexicon, mm-hmm. I want to say like 2010, 2012.
That long ago?
Mm-hmm. Do you remember
that? I would have said like 2018. For real?
I don't know. I kind of feel like it was like a...
Were you saying it back then?
No, but I it wasn't something that people said, but it was like an unironic, like...
It was a response to like calling a man boss, right? Thanks, boss. Right. And or like equating women to... Like women can be in charge as well.
So it was like women have their own... Women can have their own... businesses and women can be CEOs. Mm-hmm. CEOs.
Boss and CEO.
But I feel like it was very like Obama era.
Hmm.
I feel like it was Obama era.
Is this a result of Michelle?
I think she probably played a part in I'm thinking of what is this. Okay, no, I know exactly what I'm referencing. Okay, so do you know the clothing brand Nasty Gal?
Vaguely.
Okay, so the founder is named Sophia Amoruso.
Okay.
And her company, like, was... Okay, I'm actually right about this. Was named one of the fastest growing companies in 2012. And it was, like, 2016. She was, like, on, like, whatever Forbes, like, list. But then eventually... She filed for bankruptcy in 2016.
Okay.
But then in 2017, she founded Girl Boss Media. Because she published her autobiography in 2014 under the title hashtag Girl Boss, which then got adapted into a series on Netflix.
So Girl Boss had to have been around on a more like grassroots level before then.
Okay. So Obama era.
Mm-hmm.
A girl boss is a woman who owns her own company,
okay.
who makes money,
okay.
who's the boss, girl boss. Then, girl boss, okay, this bitch files for bankruptcy.
Sure.
In the Trump years, we're starting to critique capitalism a little bit.
Trump years, okay.
We're starting to critique, okay, women can be CEOs too, but does that mean they're abusing people? Does that mean that they're being racist?
It's unethical to be a girl boss.
Yeah, like, I mean, are these... women in power, is that enough to create true equality and true change? Is it just enough to put a woman in this position that is still exploiting people?
Yo.
Is that any better? So then I think that's why Girl Boss became more ironic.
Okay.
Like, okay, yeah, work 60 hours a week, like, at, you know, running the diamond mine.
Having a hobby, like, not every hobby needs to be a side hustle type thing.
Making fun of, like, the way that maybe 5 years prior, a woman would be lauded for having her, like,
hustle culture,
hustle culture, full-time job, plus, like, selling an ebook and about how to be a businesswoman. Now that's, like girl, cringy.
Right.
But you're saying it's coming back into the
life. I think it's come back in a way that's, like, it has replaced you go girl or, like, girl magic or, like, girl power. We don't say that anymore. We used to say that, but, like, it hasn't left the lexicon, but it doesn't feel as ironic as it did a few years ago.
Interesting.
People that are still in the know are still using it. Unironically.
What would be an unironic usage of girl boss?
The way we just said it. The girl who, she's employed. Mm-hmm. Good for her, she's making money.
Girl boss.
She girl bossed. I meant that. But in a way that, like, I don't know what she does. She might, like, not have a job of, like, be collecting from the government. Mm-hmm. Girl boss. I think it's, like, synonymous with, I'm like, she scammed.
Okay, no, I think this is
help connected me, help to,
like,
me get
the,
there.
No, I know, okay, I know what you're talking about. Is, like, women can do no wrong. In a way where it's, like,
you could have been, like, she, like, kicked a puppy and, like, maybe that's aggressive. She could have been, like, she, like, killed her husband and collected the check and be, like, and did. Girl boss. It's, she's not running a business. She scammed the system.
Girl boss.
Girl boss.
Okay.
She is employed by any means necessary. Girl boss.
And that's a very, and I think as we transition from the millennial usage of girl boss, wherein it's, like, a celebration of hustle culture.
Right.
Now we're entering, like, the Gen Z
by any means necessary
fall of capitalism usage of girl boss. And colloquially, I use girl boss to be, like, just making it through the day.
Girl boss.
Like, I'll text my boyfriend and be like, you know, I have to go to my one class today. And he'll be like, girl boss.
Girl boss is it's a celebration of survival core.
It is a celebration of bare minimum core.
Uh-huh.
Completing the bare minimum. But if you're a girl, you're girl bossing.
Right. Girl boss isn't limited to just girls, though.
Exactly. However, I do say boy boss sometimes.
And that's funny.
And I do.
That is funny.
I usually use this with my boyfriend.
Now, that is funny.
That's humorous. That's actually really hilarious. So he'll be like, I fucking hate, like, sitting here at my desk. And I'm like, you know, you're boy bossing. But you're boy bossing.
But that's emasculating, and that's always going to be funny. Because, okay, when I worked at the coffee shop, people would be, like, handing your drinks, and they'll be like, thank you, and break, or, like, here you go, boss. But you wouldn't say that to a woman.
Wait, this is something I do want to talk about, because I have been trying to do that, like,
trying to emasculate men?
Like, whenever, some days I'll get in a mood where I want a bro, and I get a little bit jealous of the way men interact with each other.
Right.
And I'll hand somebody their coffee and be like, thanks, man, have a good one.
You drop your voice like that?
Yeah, and I'm like, thanks, man. Have a good one.
Does that work for you?
No, I think they're, like, a little,
it makes them pause for a second. Wait, that's also a fun, like, side effect, though.
I just like to, like, it's fun
because
to, like,
being a barista, the best thing about being barista is, like, practice talking to people.
Mm-hmm. Social experience.
You get to try a bunch of different things.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's fun to, like, to try to see if I can, approach the, like, how men interact with each other.
Have you seen that thread of TikToks that's, like, here's what you say to, like, to throw a man off guard? The antithesis to catcalling.
What is that?
And there's a whole bunch of them, but it's, like, calling a boy boss, or being like, you look like you use a step stool, or, like, did you put on your Rogaine today? Like, it's mean,
men,
but, like,
men?
But you're feigning true care.
Mm.
Like, you actually are concerned for them.
Like, but you're gaslighting.
Right.
And that's girl boss.
And that's girl boss. Girl boss has turned into counterculture.
To what?
Counterculture.
Uh-huh. Girl boss is now counterculture.
You heard it here first.
And I think that it's, like, repurposing something that was once said in earnest, mm-hmm, into, like, a new ironic usage.
I love that.
That is empowering.
Isn't the English language so amazing?
I love it.
I love saying kitty kitty purr, or just, like, P-U-R-R, but specifically in work settings. When I'm, like, around my friends, I speak
more normally, but then when your boss is like, hey, can you complete this by end of day? You're like, kitty, kitty, purr.
No, no, no. If someone's like, this looks great, thank you so much, like, you don't need to do any work, and I'll be like, purr. It's like, okay, perfect. Purr, yeah. I feel like mind you, I work with people that are like max age 34, mm-hmm. So give or take. It. But like, the majority of them are so professional or so detached from the main lexicon that I can still try out. And the mere fact that I am queer.
They can't say anything.
They can't say anything. I'm the only person of color in the office. They can't say anything.
So if they
I'm say also like, the funniest person they've ever met.
I can't believe like you not, in addition to doing your job, you have to mm-hmm. not only represent, like you have to represent all people of color,
right.
all queer people and all like funny young people mm-hmm. and young people. You should be paid like at least twice
what I make
your salary.
The burden is heavy.
I actually like really relate to what you're saying because at my job, I'm the only straight person.
Are you real? Are you for real?
Yeah.
Are you being
straight?
Okay. And what have you learned from that?
Are
there any marginalized communities you like to apologize to?
No.
I did that yesterday.
Not so. Like other than like the, you know, just the usuals, but
they know they don't need to hear it anymore.
What I've learned actually is that love is love. Okay. I don't prove it.
Tattoo it on your body.
I might. What I'm if, at the like getting nonsensical tattoos era.
What if Mans came home and was like, I got a new tattoo. I really want you to see it. And it's like a tramp stamp that says love is love. How would you react? Funny. That's hilarious.
That's cunt. That's Wivaz. Okay, so it can't.
That is actually like so funny. That's cunt. The placement of it.
But it's not like any worse than the reality of what happened is like on Valentine's Day, the first Valentine's Day that my boyfriend and I were together, mm-hmm. we've known each other for like 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then he shows up to like pick me up for Valentine's Day dinner. He has flowers. And I'm like, look, I got a tattoo of a bee playing the violin today. And he was like, okay.
Actually, the bee playing the violin is, it's still very artistic.
Mm-hmm.
Love is a statement.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many layers to it considering where I just suggested he place it.
Babe, if you're listening.
Does he have tattoos?
No.
Hey, if you ever want to get one.
No, every once in a while I'm like, wouldn't it be like, we're like watching The Bear and I'm like, what if you got like a sleeve of like little patchwork tattoos and then you started working in a kitchen and you started like yelling a lot. Shut up. I honestly think that if I, like, Jeremy Allen White is like the male version of me. If I were a man, I would kind of be like him. Like kind of short, curly hair, like angry alcoholic.
That's his character.
I think correct? He's an alcoholic in real life.
Oh.
This week, it like his some details of like his custody agreement with his ex-wife became public.
His kid?
Mm-hmm. And he apparently has to do mandatory like alcohol testing like every time he sees his children.
Now why are you saying you're like this?
Because if I was a man, I think I never would have gone to therapy and I would have taken to the drink.
You would have taken it to the next level.
Yeah, and
that's so real.
And you know,
people need to factor that in when they swap genders.
Is like, how would you, yeah.
Like, if you're going to be a man, be a man.
Be a man.
Don't go to therapy. Don't apologize for anything.
Become an alcoholic.
I think we sound really fucking jaded right now.
Okay, well, how would you be if you were a woman?
Probably toxic.
How so?
In a manipulative kind of way.
Okay.
I would toy with people because I can and you can't hit me.
You can't hit me is like such a real thing, except for when you actually do get hit and you're like, not to make fun of like.
No, but then I would cry.
This is Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Yes. I think I have within me the capability to be very, very manipulative.
Me too.
And I don't have very many cancers in my life. I can think of a few, and we are similar. I actively do not manipulate people in my life. But I know how to. Let's say I'm a good observer and I do remember.
Mm-hmm. But
But I think, like, if you were a woman, mm-hmm. I think, like, you're...
I would do it for the bit.
Yeah.
Work.
It's just, we just had a technical difficulty because my computer is 8 years old, right. But...
Little baby.
Little baby. Little baby.
It's a good time to transition topics anyway.
Yeah, let's talk about something else.
You never did tell me what you think you're going to be for Halloween.
Oh, yeah. So my boyfriend and I are going to do a couple's costume, and this is... do you guys know the... Like, it's big on TikTok. It's called Planet of the Base. It's, like, this guy, Kyle... What's his name? And he's, like, a... Kyle Gordon. And he's, like, kind of a... Oh, my God. He's, like, a comedian and does... It's, like, he's kind of Bo Burnham in the way of he does, like, musical...
He's, like, Trixie or Bo Burnham.
Yeah. Okay. Like, musical songs to kind of, like, make fun of a certain thing. But he... had this one called Planet of the Base, which is, like, all of these, like, different...
B-A-S-E? Mm-hmm. B-A-S-S?
B-A-S-S, like, okay. The Base.
Base, got it.
And it was really funny, and it went, like, viral, and it's, like, sounds like this. So it's, like, kind of making fun of, like, this Euro-pop, like... This actually might be niche because I think, like, we just created an echo chamber where we know about this, and so we think everybody knows about
so
it.
So you're gonna dress like those two?
Yes.
Is he gonna dye his hair fuchsia like that?
I mean, we're certainly gonna do some, like, I don't know, like, hair, like, spray or paint or whatever that makes it a different color.
Got it. Are you gonna put a blonde wig on?
I am blonde. I don't know what you're talking about. But okay, so this is a real thing that, like, the Jonas Brothers brought these two clowns on stage.
I saw the ABC documentary that just came out.
There's a documentary?
I haven't watched it, but I saw the trailer for it. About the falling apart of this like, storybook marriage.
Oh my God.
Like, no time was wasted.
Because of the, like, writer's strike and the actor's strike.
God.
The way the documentaries are just being, like, rushed to air.
The Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial on Netflix. It wasn't cool then and it's not cool now.
That was a really dark time, uh-huh. I feel like.
No, but let's drag it out and relive it.
Yeah, but let's drag it back out. Uh-huh. It was really dark how people were getting, like, so... They were so gleefully, like, wishing for her downfall.
It was very Hunger Games-esque.
It was very Hunger Games. Oh, my
God. I'm listening to the new Hunger Games book.
Oh, really?
New. It's 3 years old now.
It's the prequel?
Mm-hmm.
What is it called?
It's such a stupid title. It's The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
The way that, like, we ate that up, though. Like, titles like that.
And the book is kind of good.
The book is good?
The book is kind of
good. Oh, my God. Is it about, like,
me rooting for, like... a murderer.
Oh, because I know it's, like, President
it's
Snow.
President Snow, Coriolanus. His, like, origin story, and it's the 10th Hunger Games. Which means in the movie, when he passed, spoiler alert, he was, like, 84, 83?
Uh-huh.
That was shocking to me.
Wow.
Anyway. But the movie comes out next month.
Oh, yeah, I know, like, Rachel Zegler's in it, Hunter Schafer's in it.
She also just got fired.
What? From what?
She was Snow White.
But didn't they make that movie?
No.
Like, the movie's made.
They're reshooting it.
With a different person?
That doesn't sound right. They believe that, people believe it is going to be Jenna Ortega, which is a Rachel Zegler dupe.
Wait, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, so the tea is her and Rachel and Gal Gadot got fired because they were trashing the movie. And this is, like, Disney's, like, flat. This is a movie that, like, took Disney into the stratosphere.
Oh my God.
But they're like, she's not gonna, like, fall in love with a man. That's, like, so anti-feminist. This movie isn't about love. And people are like, wait, what? Is it actually anti-feminist to fall in love with a man?
I mean, it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
What if, like, is it bad to be straight? Is it bad to, like, want to be in a relationship?
You tell me. You always blame me for being
straight. I'm not
going to
sit here and defend straight people on this podcast.
I mean, okay, but I knew that she was, like, she gave this, like, kind of cringy interview where she was like, this isn't
right.
Your average Snow White.
Imagine that, but, like, the entire press tour was like that. She's basically shitting on Disney after getting Disney's like titular princess.
I honestly don't. I think that she that doesn't make any sense, because if she's on the press tour saying this, like, somebody's coaching her to say it.
You like, would think someone would be like, hey, maybe don't talk like this, before they would resort to firing her.
So yeah,
that seems more embarrassing than the former option.
So that's what I'm saying, is like, I think that Disney was on board with what she was saying, but it was just like not well received.
Maybe. And she just had to take the fall for it.
Yeah.
But like Gal Gadot fell too.
Gal Gadot is not a good actress.
She's not a good actress. And also like, has said some very questionable things in light of what's currently happening.
Right.
So
I just don't think that they would fire her and reshoot the whole movie.
I think that it's already done.
Okay, this is a developing story.
I fell into a little hole a few nights ago.
Uh-huh.
So you're like, damn, because exactly. I liked Rachel Zegler.
Uh-huh.
I've only seen her in a few things, actually.
I actually haven't seen her in West Side Story.
I refuse to watch that movie.
Well, she also... The plight of
white people? Snore. I refuse to watch a movie where, people of color are oppressed. Don't want to watch it.
That's good.
Is that not the plot of West Side Story?
I mean, it's... Okay.
This man who has allegations falls in love with this brown girl, correct? And then they dance their way through New York...
Okay, so
they get wed at some point, and then he saves her from her situation. Does he at all adopt her culture? Does he learn their language? Does he cook their food?
I don't think you know anything about this.
I know nothing about it.
Okay, so West Side Story is based.
I saw him and I was like, I'm actually good.
Well, Ansel Elgort has allegations,
yes.
But the plot of West Side Story, it's like a musical adaptation of Romeo and Juliet.
Boring.
So it's this like set in the 1950s in New York.
Wait, do they kill themselves at the end? Because that's
tea. Let me explain the plot. You're like, I know nothing about this plot, but is this what happens? Okay.
Am I not allowed to ask questions?
There's like the white people, and then there's like the Puerto Ricans.
So what did I say that was wrong?
And so, but then they have like a dance battle at the local high school dance.
And was racism solved?
And so... Tony falls in love with Maria, and they're from different cultures, but they're in love. But their families want them to be together.
Because of the different cultures?
Mm-hmm. They're like, you can't marry a white boy. Like, you have to keep our traditions alive. And then, I don't know, his friends are like, oh, you really like her? Whoa. And, but then they want to be together, but then there's like a street fight between... her cousin and him, and then he accidentally killed her cousin. That's plot of Romeo and Juliet.
Girl, do they stay together?
But then she still wants to be with him, but then they try to run away together, but then there's like another fight, and then he gets shot and he dies.
Work.
But then she actually lives, which is different from Romeo and Juliet.
Okay. This is Pocahontas. Am I wrong?
I don't think I remember the plot of Pocahontas.
Jon Snow, colonizer, comes over. Is that his
colonizer,
name?
Colonizer, yeah.
Smith.
John Smith.
Who's Jon Snow? Oh.
That's Game of Thrones, babe.
Jon Snow. He comes over. He's like, hey, girl. And she's like, sing with all the voices of your mountains. And
hey,
yo. And then they like get in a fight, and her brother or someone dies, and she's like, but daddy, I love him. And then they end up together, and then there's Mulan 2 where she goes to the new world.
What?
Not Mulan. Pocahontas 2.
There's Pocahontas 2?
She like goes to the new world.
Isn't
or like,
she in
or
the
like
new
the
world?
Old world. Yeah.
Oh, she goes back
anyway,
to Europe?
He comes over.
Goodbye.
Colonizes, kills the Native Americans, and she still wants to be with him, but he lives in the end.
Girl, stand up.
But like, am I wrong? Is it not the same
plot? Yeah, that's probably a little based on Romeo and Juliet, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, the fact that John fucking Smith could bag Pocahontas.
Yeah.
Red flag.
Girl, stand up.
For real. Blonde hairs and blue eyes?
That's a little, like, if you have blonde hair
Syphilis?
And blue eyes, it's like a little, like, too much. Like, we get it.
It's giving Aryan race.
It's a little bit giving. Okay, so speaking of giving Aryan race.
What are you about to say?
When I was a baby, I had very blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents went on a trip to Europe, and they went to Germany, and they said everybody in Germany, like, thought I was so cute.
Of course.
Because I was giving Aryan baby.
Is that something you want to continue to brag about, or? Would you like to stop now?
Well, I mean, I'm German. I can't be proud of my cultural heritage. I'm
also German.
So we You'll okay. So what are you saying? Okay, circling back
wild
to
wild flex.
Circling back to, is there anybody you want to apologize to? I just want to apologize for flexing that Germans loved my Aryan features. I'm really sorry.
And you should be. And thank you for being sorry.
It's okay.
What were we talking
I'll
about?
I'll do better next
before
time.
Before you explain the plot of West Side Story.
Rachel Zegler getting fired allegedly.
Was she Maria?
Yes.
Got it. I have high hopes. I like the book. I've also been trying to get you to listen to A Little Life.
And
I've gotten to the part of the book where it's going to change the trajectory of my own life. And so I've paused. I've paused and listened to something lighthearted and
terrifying.
Fun. A book about children killing themselves, killing each other.
Okay, so I feel like the same way about A Little Life as I feel about like horror movies.
Oh, explain.
It's like, okay, I already am like battling mental demons. Why would I want to make myself feel
bad? The biggest
bad?
Criticism about A Little Life is it is...
trauma porn?
It's trauma porn. It's like, there are moments that are really, really heartwarming, and I've cried for those as well, but like certain characters cannot catch a break. And I think it's very real.
Yeah.
And the way the author writes and the voice actor is amazing.
Mm.
The way she balances so many different characters and describes these complex feelings, it's like, it's amazing. But when you boil it down to like its main plot point, it's like, damn. There's a reason this book changes people.
Can you give me like a brief overview of the plot?
There are four friends that met in college.
Uh-huh.
They all... were either from or moved to New York for school.
Uh-huh.
And they all have their own ambitions. One's an aspiring actor, one's an aspiring artist, one's an architect that can't like figure it out. One is like going to be a litigator.
Mm.
They all come from different economic backgrounds. But the main character that you follow, his name is Jude. He has this...
Love that name for a boy, by the way.
I love it. He was adopted. His name was given to him.
Uh-huh.
His name is literally like Jude St. Francis. Uh-huh. But he has this, like, mysterious past that you do not know about the entire book.
Okay,
there's multiple levels of trauma. They've alluded to, like, sexual assault. They've alluded to some kind of accident. But it has left him with some kind of spinal injury. And he, like, there's a lot of self-harm and a lot of, like... It's a book that you need to, like, read the trigger warnings for. But you're rooting for this man to wake up and be like... I need help. Will you help me? The entire book. But through it, you're like, he's still moving forward in his career. He's buying a house. He's like toying with the idea of letting someone love him. Like,
right.
It's a very, very interesting dynamic. And they fall in and out of friendship. It's like, it's very cool.
Maybe one day.
I just watched... it's a Focus Films production. It was, what's it called? Of an Age.
Mm.
It's a gay story.
Oh.
It's semi-recent, earlier this year, maybe end of last year, but it's about this young boy who comes to the realization that he's gay.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of time passes, and then it explores the idea that we talked about last week, where you can be in love and be happy, but still... old complex feelings about failed loves in the past.
Okay.
Not even failed, but like
past
unexplored,
love.
I will say,
mm-hmm.
at the same time. And I watched that yesterday, but I liked the time skip and I didn't think I would.
Mm-hmm.
There's I think four time skips in A Little Life. I'm just like, I'm such a sucker for stories that explore very real and intricate and complex real life situations.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that, like, The Hunger Games might explore those, but they're also, it's a fantastical environment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this isn't real.
It's like
and
how,
it's also not exploring any topics that are that hard to understand. Mm-hmm. The idea that, like, in Of an Age, the movie, some people might not ever have or will experience that feeling of being in love and being happy and still holding feelings for someone else. They might not be able to, like, articulate that or, like, really pinpoint what that feels like, but some people might. And I think that's what makes it such a complex, like, this is someone's lived experience, and, like, it's not for us to judge, or it is for us to judge. And I think that's a fun...
I guess that's the difference between, like, I remember learning about this in a direction class in college, is that there are, a piece of art will have, like, different, you know, main themes. Like, some are plot, and I think, like, Hunger Games would be that. Like, the plot is what is, like, so striking about that. But maybe, like, Of an Age, it's more character-driven. So it's more about, like, how does this particular character, like, deal with this? Or it could be, like, theme-based. Like, how, like, exploring, like, the theme of, like, yeah, trauma or, like, loss or love. And it's about, like, that particular... Like, I just think it's interesting to, like, get different things from each different type.
I'm really proud of myself because in the past I couldn't juggle multiple big complex things like this at the same time. Like, A Little Life is dense and emotionally, like, very involved. A Hunger Games has some complex themes. It's talking about, like, how power derives from control, and when you don't have control, there's chaos, and what does chaos give you? It's a very interesting, like,
what does chaos give
discussion. And then Of an Age is, like, this longer discussion that we were talking about last week. The fact that I can hold all of these things and, like, bounce between, it's like, it's I'm impressing myself.
You're so
I feel smart. So intellectual.
Your mind, the way it can carry so many different facets of art, culture, and the human experience at the same time.
I got a big brain and a fatter ass. What about it?
Would you rather have a big brain or a fat ass if you had to pick?
If I had to pick?
Yeah. Okay, let's do it at the same time. 3, 2, 1. Fat ass.
To be given the gift of not having to think.
Okay, but I have a fat ass, but I still have to think. You know what I mean? It's not enough.
Right, we have both.
But
and that's truly the curse of life.
I guess I could have found a way to monetize.
Yeah. If I didn't have a fat ass, I'd still be a 7. I would just dress like I had a fat ass.
Yeah.
Like a fat ass energy.
Mm-hmm. Big ass energy.
Bay.
Bay.
It's giving bay.
It's the way it's giving bay.
It's giving bay.
Disgusting. Remember we had an intellectual conversation, then we went, it's giving bay.
No, but I would love to expand on this. Can you have a fat ass and small ass energy?
Me.
Like, girl, stand up. You better walk outside like you have a fat ass for real.
I don't act like I have a fat ass. Culturally? Okay.
I think I do.
Yeah, you do.
I think I'm like, I know you guys fucking see this. I think that's my energy.
Yeah.
And you oscillate.
Depending on how I feel.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I told you, this is Libra. You're, like, simultaneously the hottest person in the room and the most, like, self-deprecating person in the room.
Period.
That's not the way I said it before. It's like, you know that you're the hottest, but you also, like, don't act like it at the same time.
But I do have Libras also who, like, do think that they are the hottest and know that they're the hottest. And they don't necessarily, like...
Normal Libras in my life, like, always act like they're the hottest in the room.
Okay, this is, like, something so insane to even say. But scared. What if...
Scared.
What if in the future, when I have, like, my own private practice, right. I do, like, Zodiac-informed therapy, where we get, like...
You can never leave LA.
Where we get, like, a group... Okay, we have a group therapy. But for, like, just Libras. And then I have a group therapy for, like, Scorpios.
That would be really helpful, I think.
And just to, like, have that, like, common... I guess it's the same as, like, having group therapy for people with anxiety, or like a group for women, or a group for like people facing this.
That would be really helpful for people that believe in astrology. Do you think it would ruin your ethos for people that don't? Like if I come to you and then I find out that, oh, she does all this astrology stuff, all that star shit.
Then we can just do individual therapy and we don't have to talk about astrology.
Right. Which I would hope.
I wouldn't obviously, like somebody's like, oh my God, like I'm just like really feeling depressed. I'm like, that's so Cancer.
I would actually love to see like a short series about like a group therapy themed on that, but like visually. Because I would benefit to, I think, it would help me
to understand. Other Cancers?
Or even like being able to personify other signs.
Uh-huh.
It would help me understand Leos, for example, or help me understand if to hear the inner workings of multiple of a specific astrology sign.
I wonder if that actually would work.
It's also kind of bullshit, though.
No, it is. But okay, astrology is fake, but it's like real. Or is it real because it's like self-fulfilling? Like, yes. I know I'm a Libra. These are the qualities of a Libra. I'm going to act in accordance with that. Or is it genuinely like because...
This is truly like I do believe in fairies. And because you believe in fairies, fairies exist.
Placebo effect.
I thought you said pussy. Placebo. Placebo effect. Effects what? I would love to join your Cancer-themed... But I would need a Cancer in charge.
A Cancer co-leader,
mm-hmm.
You think?
A Cancer co-leader.
Uh-huh. Yeah, at least one of the... Because sometimes group therapy, there are two therapists that facilitate it. At mm-hmm. least one has to be of the community that they're surveying. That actually seems like... I actually don't want to... I can't.
The Cancer community? Imagine all of us in the same
room. I can't do like... I love Cancers, but hate them. So I don't think I can lead that
one. No, same.
I'm just
I love myself, but I hate myself.
So, okay, anyway. Do we have anything else to talk about today?
I think it's time to wrap up. we have more stuff to talk about, but joy for next time.
Kai has to go.
Okay. Are you mad at me?
No, that was just real. I just said
to
you.
I do have to go.
Thank you guys so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you want to... if you enjoyed this episode and you want to listen to more episodes... follow us, subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star rating and review.
Yep, you can find us online, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, all at NoFucksPod, NoFucksPod. Mm-hmm. We have a website, NoFucksPod.com, and an email address, NoFucksPod@gmail.com. You can send us questions, queries, advice, suggestions.
If you want me to do the group therapy based on star signs, email and I will set it up, and I guess I'll just be unlicensed practicing therapy.
Maybe we should just do that as an episode topic.
Just don't tell the board. And that's all I'm saying.
I don't know the board.
Just don't tell.
One step ahead of you.
Well, thank you guys again for listening. We'll see you in 2 weeks with another new episode.
Yep. And be sure to tell a friend.
What are you going to be for Halloween? Tell us in the comments below.
I'm going to be our audience for Halloween. Show up to the party. Are you kidding?
Do you realize we're preaching to the choir? Yes. We're like, our audience doesn't ever listen, but the person who's listening to this is like, well, I fucking listen.
And then they leave and never listen to us again.
write a mean review if you hate us.
I'll cry.
On that note, I don't think I have any follow-up questions.
I don't think I have any follow-up questions.
Bye.